Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Ed, and I cannot wait to hear all about your past week. I'm sure all the listeners want to know what exciting things you've done and maybe even places you've eaten as well. I hadn't done that much exciting the last week, but, you know, I guess the biggest thing I'm hearing from all the patients is two things. Should I get my COVID shot? So they all want to know about that, even people that are not of the right age. They're just wondering about that down the road. And the other one is just all of the, unrest on the news. People are... And I would say that dominates the discussion that patients start with me. They are so upset. There's so much anxiety and stress over just turning on the TV and watching news. And I would say 90% of those people this last week that were talking about that, which is probably 80% of the people coming in, are just saying they're just turning off the TV. They can't take this anymore, watching it every single day. And from a doctor's standpoint, you know, I'm thinking that's really not good for us. And we talk about that a lot on the air, that, you know, the media just spreads fear. And yes, that sells. We've talked about that. But there's just so little good news in the news. I'm, you know, glad for a Super Bowl weekend. That's nice, something different and, you know, something distracting. But it's so hard to get away from that stuff unless you just unplug from it, which is what, you know, we're doing in my house right now. Just get away from it. Don't watch it. Just watch what you have to watch, maybe a little bit of weather and sports if you want to. But it bothers me as a provider, as a doctor, that it is distressing this local population so much. And if it's distressing the local population, it probably is in the entire U.S., which is really not a good thing. What do you think?
I am in complete agreement with you. And I remember it has been some time ago, you actually gave me some advice that, you know, if I keep something to the effect, why I'm sick if I keep eating poisonous food, something like that. Well, it had to do more with life and, you know, other decisions. But it's true, so much so with fear. And we know, and I've witnessed it for four decades, fear is toxic. It is not something to just think it's another breath of air. It's actually a poison that we are ingesting. And you're exactly right. I don't know at this point in our time that we can actually manage the massive quantities of fear that is coming our direction, except like a cocaine addict will do. They will have to completely abstain. And that's what I have done. I actually used to. I would spend maybe 15 to 20 minutes catching up. I just can't do that. I have too many other. It brings me down. And I think there's a unconscious, collective unconsciousness that also feeds the invisible spirit. So when millions have the same fear, it actually increases the level of fear because we feel it. We may not even hear it, but you can sense it in people by looking in their eyes. And I'm just not going to be that person any longer at this point. I know that if anything tragic happens, I will hear it from somebody like my friends or you or whatever. But we need to manage bad fear as probably more important than even unhealthy food.
Well, and I couldn't agree. I was just thinking about there's something biblical where it says the eye is the lamp of the body. You know, if you're looking at basically bad stuff, it's going to definitely negatively affect you. But it goes for what you look at, what you think about, what you're listening to. I'm having to start making changes that way. I am, as we have talked about, back in the gym, thank the Lord. So back to running and lifting, enjoying that, great stress release, and, you know, getting back into those kinds of habits it's post-COVID pandemic. I mean, we're on the mend right now. Yes, there is another variant out there. And I know we disagree about the COVID vaccine. I finally had mine. We talked about that last week, and I'm so glad that's behind me. But still, the most people that I talk to, all the patients, easily 90% are not having any significant side effect other than some arm soreness, just in case people out there are wondering. But yeah, we really have to go ahead now, make a decision, a conscious effort to manage that stress in our lives. I was even talking to one of my kids about that. You really have to have that plan, start it now, and it can be different for each of us. For me, it's that quiet time in the morning, away from everybody, you know, studying, praying, meditating. I think you have a similar time, and the time at the gym. I mean, there's other things I use, but you know, that is for me a way to center myself in the morning and then unwind after the stresses.
Well, you said the magic word to me, which is you need to have a plan. These things don't happen haphazardly. You're not going to wake up and just hope that you're going to create a type of energy that is more conducive to your health, happiness, and joy. It is somewhat of a disciplined practice. And, you know, this kind of peace is not our birthright. We actually have to work toward that because we have a monkey mind that will drive us crazy if we don't understand it. And speaking of all of that, you know, I've been hobbling around off and on for probably 2 months now. This happened to me a year ago. I created, I don't know, probably a chronic tendonitis in the hip area. Starts in the gym because I did way too many leg exercises and then did other things later in the day. But I'm completely convinced, as Dr. John Sarno, who is one of my heroes of life, that we many times have chronic pain because it has an emotional connection to it. And why is that? Dr. Sarno says that, and I agree completely, sometimes the body creates physical pain that it doesn't allow to go away because it's easier to handle physical pain than the inner emotional pains. And so it distracts us. When my hips hurts, I'm not really thinking about an inner journey too much unless I rise above that. Well, last night I went and did my float tank at Lucidity. What is a float tank? It's an isolation container that is filled with 500 pounds of salt. It is like a huge freezer. And I crawl in. The water is 98 degree temperature. I am have earplugs. I close the door behind me. 100% the blackest, darkest container that's ever been built. And I mean, it, you could say it's like a casket, but we wouldn't want to think that.
I was thinking womb myself.
Oh, I like that. Oh, I'm sticking with that one. Yes, the birth process of rebirthing something. But so I go down. It's been too long for me. And what happened is it took me a little while to get situated. To try to become the witness to your thoughts rather than believe them is not an easy journey. So I crawl in the tank. It's been a year since I've done this. And I go for 90 minutes. Well, since I got out of the tank, I've been 100% pain-free. And how long will that last? I don't know. But I can tell you that I did some good emotional cleansing last night, and I'm going to do it next Friday and the next Friday, and I'm going to keep doing one time a week at Lucidity. So I recommend them highly. I think she's been here once before a couple years ago to talk about this.
I think that's an interesting concept, and I think we've talked about it before, you know, personal pain that takes you away from your emotional pain. You know, I have to think about that. You know, not before we talked about it, had I ever considered that. It was more what I consider is, if you are under stress, any pain you have is magnified. And I've seen that in a lot of patients. I've seen it myself, frankly. So let's say you have a minor headache. If you're under a lot of stress, it'll affect you more and you'll feel more pain. Pain is a perception, and it's a very odd concept in medicine, and we're still trying to understand it and modulate it and treat it, and it's not terribly easy to do. But the underlying stress in your life, we're talking about the stress just turning on the TV, makes the rest of you feel worse, more pain. It's just a bad toxic poison for your body. We talked about last week, just those 3 minutes of bad news a day, you are much more, I can't remember the number anymore, but you're much more likely by the end of the day to report that you had a bad day. 3 minutes of bad news. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, just turn the TV off and stay away from all of that negative in your head. Your body may feel better as a result.
But we also know that sometimes bad news is addictive, and we kind of are drawn to something that we know is not the healthiest. So we have to understand that we will kind of want to hit the buttons and listen to it for whatever deep reasons that may come from.
Well, for me, I need the reality. I do need to know what's actually going on. It's not so much a, you know, not a, you know, with no connotation with it, no feeling with it, just what is out there, because we don't want to be blindsided by some new news either.
Yeah, but again, we will hear it if it's something that significant. And I'm going to start watching it again if it ever calms back down or we have a modestly healthy channel to watch news on.
We do small doses. Watch the highlights. What are they going to talk about? Yeah. And either turn it off or watch one of them.
Yeah. Real quick, I guess I'll say at least this one moment. Again, all of our opinions on COVID vaccines are personal, not one from Vital Health Radio or from the hospital. CDC guidelines as of our information this week said there's been 329 deaths from the vaccine at this point and 9,516 injuries. I did have a lady 2 days ago at the store, and I am not saying don't get a vaccine. I am saying be informed, make a personal decision, and do what you think is right. But she did take a vaccine at 1 o'clock on Wednesday. At 4 o'clock in her bathroom, she passed out and broke all the bones in her face.
Ow.
This is not to be taken lightly. You be careful if you get it. And I'm agreeing with Dr. Green. Most people have no side effect at this point.
And let me throw in, if you have had a history of anaphylactic shock with the two vaccines out there right now, the major ones we're seeing, if you have anaphylactic shock in your past, I would recommend never doing any of the COVID shots until you go to your provider and get clearance. I mean, you really have to do that first, because that could be dangerous. I'm not saying it is dangerous, but it could be.
I like that. That's very common sense. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we are going to be talking to Dr. Williams, a surgical oncologist, for some good, solid information. So that, plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And we welcome to the show, Vital Health Radio, Dr. Williams, surgical oncologist, and we've had you on, probably two other times. So welcome back, Dr. Williams.
Thank you, guys.
Even I think last week we had spoke to someone from the Mary Ellen Locher Breast Center at Memorial, and I always make the comment that Mary Ellen was way ahead of her time on being intuitive and open-minded to what I call the complementary approach to health disorders, because she was one of my most favorite customers back in the day. Through all her years of struggles with breast cancer, she found her own information about nutrition that was not readily available in those years, much more so now, thank goodness. And she just was like a hero to me, because she was in the public eye. She was brave. She fought the battle as valiantly as any human can do, and certainly lived many years because of that extra. So I always want to speak highly of Mary Ellen. I just really, really enjoyed working with her all those years. So I know, and there's a little note about, of course, everyone knows this. In 2020, a lot of things were put on the back burner. I fly airplanes. I didn't even fly my airplane in 2020. And I some of the things I should have done for myself, I did not. So tell us, Dr. Williams, what's kind of occurred with maybe testing for women?
So definitely, we've noticed that during the pandemic that there are many people that have deferred their imaging to a later date, or they just have not come in for imaging. Because, of course, everybody's worried about contracting the virus and just trying to be safe. And so what we found now with those women that are now coming in who kind of pushed their images back or deferred their imaging to a later date, and some women just didn't come in at all until now, we've noticed that we found some more advanced stage cancers. And, of course, as a you know, breast surgeon, that's really discouraging, because our goal with our routine screening is to find these cancers and find them at the earliest stage possible.
You know, Dr. Williams, I often speak on the air about the safety of coming in to see your primary care doctor. Can you speak to that, the safety for patients coming to see you, a surgical oncologist, or going to Mary Ellen Locher Breast Center and getting their mammogram? How safe is it, do you think?
Oh, definitely. It's really safe. You know, we practice the same guidelines we all do, but we're all wearing our masks. We're cleaning the equipment, the room, you know, the gowns, everything that the patients, individual patients touch. We're cleaning those after each individual patient. And so it's very safe. I do not want that, you know, fear to kind of deter anyone from coming to get their routine screening, or if they have a problem, their diagnostic imaging, because at Mary Ellen Locher and in our office, we are definitely doing our part to keep the patient safe as well as ourselves safe.
That's wonderful. And I do believe, and I think we all have observed this, we live in a far safer germ world today than ever in the history of mankind. I think occasionally, you know, we can go too overboard with it and then create some other ripples of negativity. But the things that's put in place by reasonable companies, reasonable institutions, are life-saving with or without COVID, because we do know, and it seems that the headlines seems to have ignored the fact that, you know, a lot of people die of the flu every year and other diseases. I mean, look at C. diff alone, very contagious. I'm sure, I don't know this, I haven't looked at the C. diff numbers, but I bet you that every single infectious disease that caused death has gone down. Don't you think, Dr. Green?
I haven't seen one case of flu.
Not one case?
Not one.
Wow.
First, in 28 years, first time I've seen that happen.
Dang.
Yeah, I would agree.
It's just a crazy time. Yeah.
Well, and there's one of the blessings of COVID. If we can manage it correctly and wisely, here we are.
Well, you know, and a positive aspect of COVID, with all the social distancing, the masks, and the better hygiene, this is the longest I've ever gone without any type of respiratory infection. None. Zero. You know, I was telling a patient that the other day. It's crazy. The worst I had was the COVID vaccine fever.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, there are good outcomes of this, I think, socially, medically for us, and we're seeing a lack of infectious disease, which is usually common in primary care. So I'm very happy. But Dr. Williams, I think you said that the people that are coming in, they've delayed their mammograms, they've delayed their imaging, and that's resulting in more advanced stage diagnoses. Can you explain to the listeners, what is the difference if they're diagnosed early? What's the treatment like for that versus diagnosed with a more advanced case?
Definitely. So when we talk about early stage cancer, versus a later stage cancer, a lot of that oftentimes initially up front depends on the size of the tumor as well as if it has spread to any lymph nodes. And of course, as far as an earlier stage tumor, that means it's going to be smaller. It's likely not going to be any lymph node involvement. And so when we talk about treatment, what that means is that those people a lot of times are often not forced to get the more aggressive treatment, and they are still very good candidates for what we call breast conservative therapy, meaning we don't have to remove the entire breast or all of the lymph nodes under the arm. However, when they come in at a later stage, usually that cancer is bigger. It increases the chances that it could have spread to the lymph nodes or other parts of the body, meaning that they will likely require more treatment on the back end if they are even still candidates for surgery.
Well, that's interesting. And again, you know, most things in life are a mixture of positive, negative, and the very much positive is that when you do, I guess, do they still call it lumpectomies? Is that a current term?
Yes.
Okay.
Lumpectomy, some people call it a segmentectomy.
Okay. And, you know, again, anything we can do to reduce the chance of chemotherapy is extremely valuable. And I know people who are really into learning about health realize that that would be a massive plus. So getting these scans are obviously very, very important for people to consider. Now, at what age are you now recommending that women do mammograms?
So we follow the American Society of Breast Surgeons. So we are still recommending that women start screening at age 40. And then we also recommend that by the age 25, most women, if they're seeing a primary care provider, that they also undergo a breast assessment to kind of assess, you know, their overall chances of developing a breast cancer. But we still recommend starting at the age of 40 and continuing annual mammograms until your life expectancy is less than 10 years.
Now, so at age 25, this is not a mammogram. It's more of a consultation.
It's no imaging. It's just an assessment. So you will look at the patient family history just to kind of decide where they're at on the spectrum of being a high-risk patient that we may need to follow differently. Maybe we need to start screening a little bit earlier.
And Dr. Williams, can you go into that a little further? What family history would make them a higher risk? What should the 25-year-old be looking for in their own personal history to prompt them to see you?
So there's a couple of major cancers that we look for when we talk about a relationship to breast cancer. Probably the number one being ovarian. And so that is a first or second degree or a personal history of ovarian cancer. Then we say pancreatic cancer, prostate cancer. And those are the major ones that we look in relation to breast. But then also we look to see if a patient has a significant family history of breast cancer. So, you know, if you've had 10 or 15 members or even, you know, five, depending on how big your family is with breast cancer, then those are the patients that we may need to look at and say, hey, you know, do you carry a gene that increases your risk of breast cancer? And not everybody carries a genetic mutation that increases their risk. Only about 5% of the cancers we diagnose. But someone has to be that 5%. And our goal is that if we kind of find these patients early, we can prevent them from ever developing a breast cancer with prophylactic surgery.
And I think we have a very well-educated populace, I think. Are you referring to, say, you know, BRCA and BART testing, looking into genetic predisposition?
Probably the two more common is BRCA or BRCA 1 and 2, but there are several other genes. You know, when we do our gene testing, instead of just BRCA1 and BRCA2, you know, we do over 80 genes that we test for when we do our genetic testing. And so there are several other genes that can also increase the risk of breast cancer or ovarian cancer. And so our job is to not just identify BRCA1 and BRCA2, but identify any of those other genes as well.
I like that idea. The thing is that I really have spent a lot of years delving into myself is the word epigenetics, and epigenetics has to do with above the gene level. And you know, a lot of people think the genes are hardwired blueprints. Well, they are hardwired, but they can either be silenced or active based on our lifestyle. And simply eating cruciferous foods which contain indole-3 carbonyl or taking it supplementary will open the P450 system of the liver, which then allows things like 16-hydroxyestrogen, which are very toxic to the breast, to be excreted. And this is not really being told to many patients. And I think the counseling on food and or supplements would be very valuable for people who are into the preventative mindset, because it doesn't work well once you have once the cells have changed, but it certainly works well as epigenetics as far as foods powers, and vitamin D and cruciferous vegetables are magical in my mind. I've seen amazing studies on that through PubMed. So I just love the fact that, you know, we are in a world now that, and I think COVID has really assisted this. I couldn't have had this conversation 2 years ago, probably, and I would have been frowned upon. And here I am talking to a professional like yourself and Dr. Green, and I just love the fact that we're all kind of on the same team and we're trying to accomplish the same things, maybe sometimes with different ideas, but we're coming together on this. So I appreciate you very much, Dr. Williams, for your open-mindedness.
Yes.
Because, you know, testing the genes is valuable, but how valuable is if we can't offer more than just preventative checking? And we can, because we know enough now that we can help the body to help itself.
Definitely. And I think probably myself and most of our patients and most of my partners, we definitely, you know, tell people that there are things that they can do in their day-to-day life that help decrease their risk of developing a breast cancer. And, you know, one of those things that we tell them is diet. We also tell them to try to include exercise. in their, you know, weekly routine at least three times a week for at least 30 minutes of moderate exercise a day. And, you know, of course, mm-hmm. no smoking, limited alcohol use. And so those things all, you know, help decrease. Those are all things that we can all do in our day-to-day life to help decrease our risk of developing not just breast cancer, but any cancer.
Well, don't talk about my tequila now, because I got to have my tequila.
She just said limiting it.
Oh, okay, okay.
You have to have your limits.
I just said in moderation.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, we all have different terms for moderation, but...
That is very true.
Dr. Williams, tell people how they can learn more about how to pursue this advice that you're giving, please.
Yes. So we are at four different locations. We are down on the Parkway in Georgia. We are in Hickson. We are also out in Ooltewah and, of course, our downtown location. If you give our office number a call, you will have access to each one of those locations, and they will direct you to where you need to be. And our main office number is 423-698-0304.
Gosh, thank you so much. And again, wonderful conversation, very, very life-saving information, Dr. Williamson. All the best to you today. And it is time to take another break. When we come back, we'll be talking about some of the kind of crazies that I did this past week with cryogenics and a salt room and these compression boots and a dry heat far infrared sauna. I did all of this in one day, so hang on for my nuttiness. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, back with my partner, Dr. Green. And I did say on the last break, I'm going to have to update you on Ed's craziness.
Yeah, I really want to hear about that. So you stayed busy all week. From what I'm hearing from you when we're off the air, some of the places in town that cater to stress reduction type modalities are booked. Like way out.
Lucidity, I tried 2 weeks in a row to get a float tank, and I spoke about that in the first segment. Isolation tanks have been a wonderful therapy for me, and I've not done it for a year, and I really, really value it to disconnect from all of the turmoil that sometimes resides within us. It's kind of a cleansing, but yes, they're super busy, and I love the fact that many of these places who are servicing the betterment of our health, not just physically but emotionally, are quite the busy places. That means people are interested.
I just thought of something. You know, I've never done. I didn't like that analogy to a coffin that you had earlier. I like the womb a little better. Yeah. But I still want to try a float tank one day. We still have to do those that sub-zero cold thing. Mm-hmm. We haven't, guys. I know we told you guys we'd do that. We're going to do it eventually. I promise. I started thinking though. In my younger days, when I was not quite as wise and aged as I now am, I used to do tanning beds. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I don't do those anymore. They really are not that healthy. But I found them amazingly relaxing. Is there any study you've ever seen about that?
Absolutely. And, you know, I live a different kind of life. There's no doubt. But let me just tell you what I did last week. In 1 week, and I do a tanning bed once a week, every week, I think in moderation, it is a healthy thing. I'm not going to give a crap about, I do things to help myself age well, but also live fully on certain categories of life. I'm not going to live in a cage, in a cave, and hope that everything's going to be just perfect till I'm 90 years old and stop breathing. No, I'm living today for a lot of things. So I do my suntan bed this past week, like I do every week. I went to a gym in Cleveland called Oh Yeah. Pretty dang cool. So I sign up. And the reason I did is not to work out there. It's because they have the equipment that no one else does. They have unlimited cryogenics, minus 160 degrees. I did last Sunday. With that, I'm a huge believer in salt rooms. What is a salt room? It's a room that produces massive quantities of salt in the air. And in the 1800s, people who worked in salt mines, they didn't have any asthma, they didn't have respiratory, and they rarely got colds. Why is that? Salt is very disinfecting for us, very alkaline also. So I go into this room last Sunday after my cryogenics therapy, where I actually shook so hard, I was so cold that I thought my eyeballs were going to fly out. And then they went into the salt room, and all of a sudden it's like, and I don't want to be a negative here, it's kind of like a gas chamber. And all of a sudden, you know, all this white stuff starts coming in, and I started coughing, and I don't ever cough. It cleaned my lungs out amazingly well. I could breathe like, ooh, my gosh, incredible deep breaths. Left from that little cavern and then went and did these compression boots that they have that you can put either on your arms or on your legs. And you'll be familiar somewhat with this, Dr. Green. I know there's some medical equipment that does this for people in hospitals, but it really feels like it presses all the blood out of my legs and then releases.
It's pretty much what it does.
Yes, and that's what it does. But I'm telling you, the feeling in my legs are like they're young again after that. So I did that, and then there was, the far infrared sauna. Far infrared goes deeper, it's less discomforting, and it detoxes the body. So all of this is available at Oh Yeah Gym in Cleveland. Now, I work out constantly.
And that comes with a membership?
Yes, everything for $29 a month. I work out at Gold's. It's still my number one gym, and it will continue to be for my workouts. But I love the fact that the guy named Joseph came from California and put this plan together in Cleveland. And
tell him to put one downtown.
He's saying that within a year they will have one somewhere.
That's a little far for some of us to drive with the time schedule that we have.
It is. Now, it takes me 27 minutes from my house, so it's not too far.
Now, for better or for worse, I have never once been to, like, pamper myself with a massage. I've always wanted to do it, never taken the time to do that or any type of spa, ever. One day I have to do that. So I don't pamper myself, and I don't go for these fun things like you do, but I have to try it. But don't some of the spas use, like they put salt type preparations on the skin as well? It's the same basic idea, I guess.
It is. Salt is, you know, it's kind of been demonized, at least internally, and it should be because we can do too much with food. But it is very healing in the physical body. I mean, if we think about the ocean, look at the percentage of salt and how healthy fish are if they're not polluted. And I just am a huge believer in it. One is, again, I'm a believer that the body, if it's over acid, will be more conducive to aches and pains and disease. Well, guess what's one of the most alkaline substances on Earth? Salt. And I don't want to eat it, but I sure want to breathe it, and I want to be around it. In fact, again, at Lucidity, when I did the float tank, there's 500 pounds of salt in this water that I'm floating. That's why I bobble to the top, because it's so buoyant, and it keeps my body up there. I do want to say, on my Holistic Navigator, that is the podcast where I've now closing in on 100 episodes where I try to educate people from the little that I know and have experienced in my 42-year career. One of the episodes is how to eat out healthily. I'm a man who eats out constantly, single, don't fix foods myself, but I'm so, so connected to the value of and power of foods that I'm the most picky person on earth. And I know how to eat healthy at restaurants. But here's my example. I go to Jonathan's in East Ridge. Really like the place. It's a chain operation, but they do a good job and have great selections. I eat the bison burger there, and I eat Brussels sprouts and broccoli with avocado every time I go. Well, you have to be a detective, as I speak about on the Holistic Navigator, on how to eat out healthy. So I'm looking at the menu, and here's the three things that you have to, if you want to be making the very wisest choices. And wise means not only weight gain, but sickness and poisoning your body. So I look at the menu and it says seasoned bison burger. Anytime you see the word seasoned, ask a question. And so I asked the waitress, I said, I really am picky. I'm sorry to be this way, but I need to know what seasoned mean. She said, you know what, sir? I'm going to go find out. She walks back to the kitchen, took her 5 minutes, came back. She read off the list of what is in the word season, was not a shock to me. MSG, chemicals all the way down the list. And she said, if you don't want it, we just won't put it on there. So, of course, I don't get seasoned. If I had gotten seasoned, I would have not slept well that night. MSG bothers me terribly with insomnia, which I'm already dealing with. So please be a detective. The other thing, sauces and gravies. So anytime you get sauces and gravies, you are getting the worst combination of bad fats and bad chemicals that you can possibly do. So learn to eat without seasoning and sauces and gravy, and you'll be far healthier. Even if you eat the same foods, just cut those things out.
But not all seasonings.
What? Now, there's not a seasoning at a restaurant, hardly, that doesn't have, except mustard and ketchup.
For me, I do a lot of pepper and Texas Pete.
Well, now you do, if you make it at home, sure.
Yeah, so those are my favorite seasonings. So pepper doesn't really have a downside.
Oh, perfect.
You know, just hot sauces
yep.
don't really have a downside that I know of, if you're careful with what you get, Cholula, Texas Pete, whatnot. So those are fairly safe ways to season.
They are, but again, and requesting the right seasoning is because you want your food to taste good, of course, is important. But knowing that if they clump it together in a combination, you probably are not going to be happy. Your health won't be happy with it anyway.
Well, no. With MSG, your blood pressure will go up and heart rate usually as well. So it's a lot of headaches. People have those afterwards.
Well, the reason they put it in, it's a flavor enhancer, but it's an addictive flavor enhancer. So you get used to going to a place. You think, good gosh, this food is so delicious. I can't wait to eat it again. Even though you feel like crap afterwards, but it's addictive to your brain, so it actually, you don't know you're addicted, you just go there. I want to mention real quick, the Vascular Institute, which we had Dr. Lazar on last week, put in your calendars, people, March 20th, there will be having a health fair in Cleveland, and is going to have all kind of practitioners. It's time to get back to getting out with these community events, with common sense, of course. But March 20th, these health fairs are opportunities to get self-testing free information, talk to people who can inform you about better decisions. So March 20th in Cleveland, Vascular Institute. I do want to say also, February 14th, I have a good friend of mine, Darren Johnson, will be on the show. I don't know if you know Darren, Dr. Green. He's been probably one of the most devoted athletic trainers, bodybuilders, fitness gurus in the city. And he had a really horrible accident in the gym. Mm. I'm guessing 5 months ago, no more than six would be my guess, and was squatting very, very heavy. I mean, this guy at, I don't know his age, he's 50 plus easy and looks like he's 20. And he completely ruptured both knees because he was doing so much weight that when one knee ruptured, he couldn't hold it, of course. So he went all the way down and ruptured both. And the surgeon, I know you would know him, Darren had mentioned his name, said, I have never seen anything like this. And the attitude that this Darren had and the nutritional support, I could not believe last week when he walked in the store. The man is Superman, and only because he knows stuff that he applies, and he has a positive attitude and very faith-driven person.
And how old is he again?
He's about 54 would be my guess.
So right around,
He's going to be
around our age.
Yeah, he's going to be here on February 14th, 15th show on that weekend. So please join us for that.
We've talked about weightlifting. You and I both love that, but you've got to be careful. And I was in my 30s when I ripped a muscle, not completely in two, but close to it. And I started having to ask myself, why am I trying to lift more than this guy on the bench right beside me? What's doing it? Pride, competitiveness. Mm-hmm. The same reason I was trying to outrun people and break two knees in a race. There was too much pride in me, and I realized I'm getting older. I can start competing against me, but I had to change the way I did things and the way I lift and the way I work out, and I have far fewer injuries now than I did then, but it's so easy. Oh, yeah, I'm looking at a picture of this guy. I can't wait to have him on, so it kind of reminds me of Matt.
He does.
Really does. But, you can still lift and go heavy, but don't push yourself to about 200% of what you should be doing, which I think Ed and I both used to do, and you've got to be careful. I don't think you're doing the plate flipping anymore, are you?
No, but I did do a couple things, even with my back. I'm going to post on Instagram. I did the band push-ups the other day with those really strong bands around my shoulders, and I have not done that in a long time. It's a great workout. In fact, people can buy bands at Academy Sports and have a whole workout at home if you want to do that.
I used to carry a set in the car. Now I don't do that anymore, but do keep them at home. along with those portable pull-up. You know me and pull-ups and chin-ups, love them.
Yep.
And, you know, that is still, you know, that push-ups are still a mainstay for me because they're fun. It's very difficult to injure yourself. It really is.
It is.
The only time it starts getting a little more dangerous is when we're hanging the weights off our body.
Yep.
So be careful if you don't know what you're doing because you can hurt yourself with that. But otherwise, you know, Herschel Walker had it right, push-ups and pull-ups.
Well, and doing nothing is more harmful than doing a lot most times, and I think we've rust out far quicker than we wear out.
Yeah, there are actually studies that show that doing pretty much anything, any exertion is good. It has benefits. In a medical meeting I was at last November, they were showing that just from a weight loss standpoint, anything helped, any level of exertion. You didn't have to necessarily be at a gym. We've talked about just parking at the far end of the parking lot and walking, taking the stairs instead of the elevator, even though that's not my favorite, but you know, any type of exertion, if you were doing none, is far superior to nothing. I mean, it's such an easy thing to do. Just get out and walk.
And, you know, if you do small amounts all day, they tend to add up at the end of the day. And we should not take shortcuts physically. We are built to live in a jungle. We're supposed to be active from morning till sundown. And look at what we don't do today.
Well, the rates of osteoporosis have gone up in the U.S. because of the sedentary lifestyle. Weight-bearing exercise can reduce your risk of osteoporosis significantly.
Bingo. Want to make a real quick plug for Nutrition World? I don't know. I kind of like that store. So a gentleman came in this week. His name was Monroe. Never had seen him before, about 74 years old. He actually made an appointment with me because he just isn't feeling well, and he wanted to talk about how can I be healthier. Well, he comes in, and at first I thought he was getting ready to kind of give me heck. He said, I want to tell you something. I came in here last week, and I talked to a gentleman up there. I think his name was Scott, and he said, I started speaking to him and a few of your other staff members. He said, I have never, ever been treated like royalty, like Nutrition World has treated me. And I was really taken back by that, and it really serves me well because we strive so hard to do the right thing for the right people who appreciate it. So thank you, Monroe. I don't, probably you're not listening, but what a wonderful, and thank you, Scott, and my crew at Nutrition World. Well, it is already.
I send a lot of people up there. They all give
you
positive reports.
Two or three this week. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here, 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Well, thank you, Ed, and today will be a little bit of a replay of one that's important to me. As always, the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you want to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, silverdalebc.com, or download their app for Android or iPhone. We are seemingly surrounded by danger in this modern world. I mean, look at it. Viral pandemics, social unrest, political unrest, as well as violence dominate the news feeds most of the time. Today, we will talk about a life lived well, lived in strength, not fear. How do you live and smile and have joy and remain strong in the face of trouble? Well, today I will share again a stirring letter from a pastor whose dangers outreached ours and whose strength was firmly founded. In talking about real strength, Arnold Schwarzenegger once said, "Strength does not come from winning. Your struggles develop your strengths. When you go through hardships and decide not to surrender, that is strength." And from Ernest Hemingway, "The world breaks everyone, and afterwards some are strong in the broken places." Now allow me to share with you that letter found in the office of a young pastor from Zimbabwe, Africa. "I am part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have the Holy Spirit's power. The die has been cast, and I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I am a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past is redeemed. My present makes sense. My future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tamed visions, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, prosperity, position, promotions, plaudits, or popularity. I don't have to be right, first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience, am uplifted by prayer and labor with power. My pace is set, my gait is fast, my goal is heaven and my road is narrow. My way is rough, my companions are few, my guide is reliable, and my mission is clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of the enemy, pander at the pool of popularity, or meander in the maze of mediocrity. Now, that letter was found after he had been found beaten to death because of his faith. Let me close with a quotation from Thomas Paine. I love the man that can smile in trouble, that can gather strength from distress, and grow brave by reflection. 'Tis the business of little minds to shrink, but he whose heart is firm and whose conscience approves his conduct will pursue his principles unto death. May we all live lives of purpose, lives lived fiercely, full of strength and free of fear. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you as always, my friend. And I know you've said that term before. I love the kind of quote, don't embrace low living. Low living. I really want to keep that one in mind because it's easy to get sucked down in each of our daily lives and with all the fears and chaos that goes on. So I told my staff meeting this week, I had a little inspirational time with them on Tuesday and Thursday, and I had a couple examples of we all are going to get rattled with life, no matter what position you're in, how blessed you are. There will be moments, but don't let that rattling go on very long. And I said we got rattled last March with COVID in a business sense and in a personal sense. And I said, you know what? All of you rose above that rattling.
When you were saying that, Ed, and I agree with you, there are some people who find a problem in every opportunity and other people that see an opportunity in every problem. And we each have a bent, a leaning really one way or the other. If you're one of the more negative people or one of the neutral people, I would encourage you to surround yourself at least with one person that sees that joy and beauty and excitement in life. My wife is one of those, someone that sees that opportunity every time and sees that joy and that excitement in life. And you can go through a hard time like that, go through the pandemic, mm-hmm. and you're still seeing beauty.
I love that. Love it, love it, love it. We have to be our own best coaches many times. Not to get off on too much of a tangent, there was a cool little Facebook post that I kind of associated a little bit of my own feelings with, a guy named Alec. He said, of all the strangeness that 2020 birthed, I think the strangest is the amount of times I now see perpetually diseased people who are shaming, mocking, and attacking perpetually healthy people for speaking on the ways they remain healthy. Instead of saying, wow, I'd like to learn more. I just had to vent that quickly. And lastly,
that's why I stay off Facebook a lot.
This yogurt, I'm in love with this new yogurt. It's called Too Good, T-W-O Good. The reason is I'm always on a low-carb diet. It has 3 freaking carbs and 2 grams of sugar and tastes phenomenal.
Well, I'll have to look up my yogurt. I usually buy Triple Zero.
And it's good. Triple Zero, I love it. But this is getting me down to another new level low carb, believe
me. Too Good, that's T-W-O Good, people.
Yep. Well, brother, guess what? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group and website by Avalon Design Studio. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.